That was The Breeders doing a track from Wig in a Box. That is a tribute, well, sort of a tribute album of a lot of different artists performing songs from the musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch. You'll have your very own opportunity to see that show live here in the Miami Valley this weekend. Starting tomorrow, Encore Theater Company is putting on Hedwig and the Angry Inch. They're going to be doing two shows Thursday and Friday at Club Vex down on St. Clair Street, and a third show on Saturday at MJ's Cafe on East 3rd Street. And earlier this week, Shelley, my co-producer, and I stopped by some of the rehearsals for Hedwig, and we talked to JJ Parkey, who is playing Hedwig, who is the title character of the show. Just for a little background for those of you who are unfamiliar with the show, it is about a nightclub singer who had a botched sex change operation that was going to allow her to marry this U.S. soldier. She's from East Germany, and it is sort of her story of life and love and figuring things out done in song. So here's a little bit from JJ and from the rest of the cast of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
The thing that I find helps the absolute most is like blocking out my eyebrows and putting on fake eyelashes and lipstick. That, like, if I could have nothing else to become Hedwig, that would be it.
Sweet home of Rallies, Lord, I'm coming home.
Well, darling, I am from East Berlin. Came over here about 6 years ago. And really have just been trying to scrape by on what little things I can pick up, you know how it is, just a little here and there, a little everywhere, of course.
Okay, so then, and I've got the gloves back at the office, so we can play with
you. You got gloves?
Developing Hedwig. I went back to the source material and saw what John Cameron Mitchell was doing and how the show developed. There's really great stories about this woman that he knew when he was younger, who lived in a trailer park, and she would have gentlemen callers over and stuff, and like so the boys could like hang out with her until a gentleman caller came, and then they had to sneak out the back door. So that's like kind of where like you know Hedwig living in a trailer comes from, and John Cameron Mitchell would he was a military kid, so he was always over the place, and he lived in Germany for many years, and so really, you know, researching Germany and all these musicians, I mean, David Bowie, Iggy Pop, Anne Murray, Tony Tennille, just all of the source material that Hedwig would have been listening to, and, you know, where her inspiration comes from to be who she is and who she aspires to be. Was, you know, quite a delving in. Like, my iTunes list has all sorts of random stuff in it. You know, anywhere from, I've used Janis Joplin a lot, too. Love some Janis. All this, you know, very eclectic music to really inform me about who she is as a character and a person. There's still a great sense of ensemble in the show because it's me and Abigail Bankson, you know. We have to have this dynamic and really be, even though we're not necessarily looking at each other all the time, we're aware of each other in the space. And then the whole other character, and they're separate characters at the same time, is the band. The character as a band collective, and then each of them individually. And so just to know that they are there backing me up, like, and, like, throwing their energy towards me also, like, propels me to keep going. Dayton is a place that kind of needs Hedwig and needs theater that is going to have a message like Hedwig. some of the funding that we raise on Wednesday night, which is just going to be a small invited thing, is going to go to the Trevor Project, which is a LGBTQ awareness organization. And so, you know, just to the fact that we're able to put out awareness of LGBT, the community in Dayton, and then fund it elsewhere, supporting another organization that is doing that, is wonderful. And then we're also at MJ's on Saturday night. We have an official, I guess it's official, video taping booth area where you can make your own It Gets Better video, which I think is so awesome. So I will definitely be making a video as Hedvig. And I'm really excited to see what everyone else has to say, because everyone's experience is so different. And so I feel like the more support you can get from very different walks of life, the more able you are to reach out to an entire community as a whole and really single out as much as you can each individual person, so that each person feels like they're being spoken to directly. Message for the show is, know that you and yourself are complete. You don't need anyone else or anything else to complete you, but you have to find that within yourself. And before you can love another person, you have to be able to love yourself completely. Everything that's wonderful about you, everything that's not so wonderful about you, you still have to love it.
You can see Encore Theater Company's production of Hedvig and the Angry Inch. It starts tomorrow and Friday. It'll be at Club Vex on South St. Clair Street in downtown Dayton. On Saturday night, it'll be at MJ's Cafe on East 3rd Street. And while you're there, you can record a video for the It Gets Better campaign to bring hope to LGBT teens. Check out www.encoretheatercompany.com for more information about Hedvig and the Angry Inch. Right now we're going to hear one of the most noted songs redone from the show by Rufus Wainwright. This is Origins of Love.
Still flat, and the clouds.